my character concept is no more. No more stats, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Obviously, I don't agree with that.
Ever.
Some stats, sometimes.
I want to talk about 10,000 hero points and don't do anything with them, ever.
Just use them in game. So you never go down.
That happen.
So what happened last time? You changed the course of history?
Yeah, so FDR was assassinated.
I'm gone for a little while. Everything's gone to hell.
Well, you don't know if history's unchanged.
Sure I do.
It's the way it is.
Deep down, I know. It's different.
Only people with awareness might have. But it really hasn't changed that much.
Gone for a little while. Everything's gone to shit.
Yeah.
Killed off FDR because we're all so tired one in the morning.
True. It is unfortunate. Normally I wouldn't have done that.
You would have been infected last time?
Yeah, I mean, something bad has to happen. So, I mean.
You didn't kill one of the PCs, then.
During this first half of the campaign, something really bad has to happen. So I thought, oh, okay, that's good enough.
Yeah, it's not so bad. Alright, so now what?
Alright, so you're back.
Do I have an emergency meeting with the All-Star Squadron?
No.
What?
People mourn. The war goes on.
He's not so dead. Who's replacing him? Who's Vice
Truman? Truman, yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
See, I was thinking Truman is a fairly good president, so it's not as if, you know, not like he lost Stalin.
Yeah. Losing Stalin was a big thing for history.
Taking over in Russia.
It's just a power struggle there. So, they're pretty much animal savage.
Well, you don't watch Justice League, right?
No, but I know who animal savage is.
Yeah, well, in one of the episodes they had him travel back in time.
Uh-huh.
Change the course of history by leading the Germans to victory.
So just simply had to go back and stop them?
Yeah, because they flew back from the mission, and the Earth is different. So they had to use a time machine to go back and stop them.
Oh.
Damn, just this one. Damn them. Damn them all to hell.
Alright, so let's see. So this will do. Okay. Alright, so Dr. Jones is working on a serum.
Right.
This is before I
quit.
Yeah, you haven't quit yet.
Where did I say it?
Serum with your intern assistant.
But now everyone's here.
Yeah.
He's like, eventually, you have to number of people. One other person.
Eventually, you have to run this.
That's true.
I
can just roll for people and you tell them when they're here.
No, they can roll when they get here.
They have to roll? I don't roll for them?
Well, you roll for the basic serum and then they roll for the effect.
Oh, okay. I see. Great. Random effect serum. I like those.
So.
Bust out a table? Like the random adventure table? You become a dragon that goes to a town and demands tribute.
I become an illusion of a high priest.
Okay, so you've been working on it, and you're pretty much done with these.
So this should be good no matter what I roll, unless I roll a double one, right?
Well, okay, so it's a scientist roll, and you can use your scholar radiation. So that adds
-2, scholarship.
Or adds 2, you know, either one, adds 2 yours. So what's your scientist?
8.
8. So your scientist goes up to 12 with specialization, and the OVRV is your highest radiation power, which is 9.
My highest radiation power. Wow.
Which is 9 for your energy bar.
Yep. That's pretty bad.
So you need a 9 to do it successfully. So the higher you roll, the better it is. The lower you roll, the worse it is.
Like I said, I'm fine. I feel good.
Again?
8. How about I do it?
No, he's working on it.
You don't have a radiation specialist, right?
Yeah. His specialization gives him a +4.
Okay.
Just like if you were working on a laser, it would give you a +4.
Alright. So I need a 9?
Yeah. Easy. Unless you want to raise your skill. What do you need to? It's not going to affect you.
I know. I don't need to raise my skill. I'm at 12 right now?
Yeah.
So if I bump it up to 13?
So you could do go up to 13, 6 points. In which case you need a 7.
I'll do that. So 6 points.
Yeah, you can just rely on everybody else rolling higher for your mistake.
Is it real high that they're good?
Yeah. Well, this will modify their roll.
Oh, okay. So 7-7.
Yes.
Don't look.
That is good. Don't look.
I can roll
so easy.
High without you guys looking. Like this. Is it double ones? Hey.
Double ones would be bad.
Would be. Yeah. 11. Okay.
Okay. 11.
That's not bad. That's awesome. One scholarship.
Okay. So you're finished with the serum, and I guess you give that to Rat.
Rat? Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Rat.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I told you guys who was working on it, so it doesn't
Rat.
Matter. But, yeah, I'll give it to Rat.
And the Rat gives it to everybody else.
It's done, Rat. Hand
the
off.
The Rat has you. As you little vials here. This will make you feel better.
Drink it!
What color is it? 9.
9. +2. It's about normal. So unless you actually want some effect, I'm not gonna give you any.
What sort of effects are we?
The effects would be you were allowed to change some of your skills or abilities, basically.
Hmm.
You know, take points from some and put them into something else.
I think everyone will want that.
Yeah, it allows you. Yeah. So the worse you roll, the more I do it for you.
Oh, okay. That's how it works.
So yeah. So if there's something that you thought, you know, you'd rather have something different in your character. We could think about it a bit.
No, I don't want any.
So you feel fine. Robots aren't affected, right?
Yeah.
How about unless you deal with EMP bombs or something? Yeah, I probably could at higher levels. EMP is sort of radiation. Everything is sort of radiation.
Alright, so.
Yeah, when you get right down to it.
Yeah, pretty much. Any kind of wave.
Or particle.
Right down to it. Not in 1943.
That's true, 1943.
Yeah, we got it down to
only that. Radiation.
The laws have just changed.
Yeah, as our understanding changes.
So,
yeah.
In the future, I'll be more powerful than I am now.
That's true. Alright, so let's see. This next thing is.
I'm broke. Budget's cut.
Yeah. So you do find that your budget's been going down.
What? I would not take this.
And you've been like you. Well, okay. So this is like a week after you finished your serum.
Sorry, Dr. Jones.
I'll tell you.
The new alien is taking all the money because he's building some cool stuff.
So I tell you, I decided to quit.
Not yet.
Okay, well, eventually.
First, you've got to be humiliated a bit.
Oh, that's true.
Take the budget, and then they move into the sub basement.
Can you take your stuff and move down?
The government is none too keen about the radiation.
What?
Testing that you're
What's wrong with radiation?
There's something about it that makes them nervous.
I should say.
I'm not entirely sure what, but I think Oppenheimer was involved with this. And I
damn him!
That's true. It's all Oppenheimer's fault.
Of course it is.
No!
I hate that bastard,
damn. So I moved down to the basement.
Yep.
How about my assistant?
He goes with you, but he doesn't like it.
Or is he now the alien's assistant? Because I have no budget.
Oh, that's true. The alien does need assistance. Okay, they took your assistant away.
Oh, no!
Hey, I
that was the last straw
to get the assistant.
So my office is now the closet.
Closet. Like whatever, steam control room.
I can make a steam power robot. Oh, wait, that's been done.
So that can see my radio when you pick up the plane, but. Even my radio would be acceptable by putting down the building. Putting down the building.
So, work some type of radiation enhancement to the steam, whatever. What the hell is in there? Air vent?
There's a lot of, knobs and stuff for, turning the steam on and off.
Different combinations,
and for turning on the whatever makes the steam.
Water,
water, furnace or whatever that they have.
Water and heat that makes steam.
Yeah, so they have a furnace and a bunch of, with wood that
burns. Great place to burn down a building, man.
So, so as long as you're there, you're supposed to feed the furnace.
Did I get a broom also? Or take care of the rat problem down here?
There's a broom down
here. I think I might get suspicious if I see all the rats blasted.
Or no, mutated. Mutated rats would be more
suspicious. Huge mutated rats.
Glowing. Huge glowing rats.
No, that wouldn't be suspicious at all considering your research. But if they're blasted in much the same pattern that rad always blasts everything, then I get this.
No?
Yeah, but it looked like the rats were giving up and they were blasted.
I can develop some radiation blast guns, I'm sure.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, I'll inherit his assistant until I can get him some budget again.
So
Wally?
No, Wally's already mine. Who did I get you? What was your assistant's name?
He's just an unnamed intern.
He's not the alien. Alright, so eventually I quit. I had it.
Give me a little time. I'm trying to get your budget back.
So I'm still lecturing, right?
You're still lecturing here, so.
And I'm still doing endorsement ads as Brad.
As Brad.
Mm-hmm. I'm still have some income.
So go ahead and take a... Take a
$625 a year, baby.
Losing
$90-$80.
So take a sabbatical and.
That's true. So divide by 10 for today. $62 a year. $19.43
a year. Jeez, yeah. I make more begging on the street. Wouldn't I? I can even work at Fry's to make more than that.
But that's like net, or that's like net income. So you have a lot of debt.
At
debt? Yeah, that's what it is. You have a lot of debt.
Well, you got to pay for
upkeep.
Well,
hospital fees.
Upkeep and for Holly, for your wife, because the military doesn't quite cover all the medical bills.
Damn bitch.
She's hot. Hello? Hey. Okay.
still coming here?
So take a sabbatical and go to the University of Exeter Circuit, and I'll see the project where you'll play in
So I'll take a year off, go do some lecturing and some site research.
You could look for a job, for a better paying job.
Yeah, site research. I mean.
Okay. Let's see.
Get hired out by a private company.
You get hired by Oppenheimer, I'll kill you.
Luther Corp.
At a secret U.S.
government
project.
Luther
Corp. Luther's not around yet.
Look, how is that?
I don't know. Was it the average?
Well, in Smallville, yes.
Oh.
But I don't know about the comics kind of movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably the average. So let's see what else. So, Dev, one day, your robot comes up to you.
Mr. Roboto? I call him Mr. Roboto.
Yes.
Does he call you Dad?
I don't know, what does he call me?
Pappy. Pappy.
I thought it was more like Dad, but you know, you might say.
I'd probably be offended by that and tell him to call me Rip. Please call me Rip.
How happy?
So you can do whatever.
Okay. So he actually calls just Dr. Riff.
Okay.
A little better.
Dr. Riff.
So he goes up to you. He's looking for, you know, advice.
Go call him.
No. It's actually been going very well, he said.
Oh, excellent.
And I was thinking...
You married.
Yeah, proposing to her.
I'm a little surprised. You're only 6 months old.
You're an infant.
I'm sure you don't want to wait a little bit longer.
Not even robot years.
It's like I've known her all my life.
This is true.
5 months, been alive 6 months.
So robot years is how old?
Robot years?
Robots get this trick pretty quickly, so he's probably pretty old for a while.
20.
Yeah, but you see, he thinks in computer speed, so. Of course, computers in this era are like kilohertz or something.
Yeah. But, you know,
he's probably. Old. That's probably 16 or 18 years old if you multiply it out.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of young, probably. But
well, back in the days, he's married.
A little naive.
Well,
is that legal?
It's just a robot. I don't think the government cares.
Yeah, no one cares. It's like dogs.
Well, dogs get married.
Yeah.
Here.
I think I would want probably three things from you.
Okay.
Number one, do you enjoy working the missions that I do in the superhero persona?
Hmm.
And would you want to continue that?
I gotta throw it down. Got family to worry about.
No, he knows it.
Okay.
So, you know.
I'd like to have you.
But once he gets married.
I mean, he also enjoys, you know, being with his girlfriend.
So once he gets married,
sometimes
there's
a
secret identity, right? Because he has family.
That's right.
The married guy. Married guy. Hero point bonus. number one, I'd like to have you available when I need you for that kind of. Kind of thing.
Sure. That should be too bad.
Number two, I'd like you to wait a little bit longer. You are rather young. You can.
Just get engaged.
How much
first.
Longer?
Let's get engaged first. So it'll take a year. Normally 1 year from engagement to a wedding.
Engagements are like longer these days.
That's true. They are longer, but default is 1 year.
He's only been alive for 6 months. 1 year is like eternity.
1 year is like eternity. How about
1 month? Well, you gotta plan it, right? The wedding.
This is a big step.
You gotta send out invitation and stuff. Wait, how many people does he know?
He only knows like Riff and like the scientists here and the heroes.
And the mayor.
I don't know, he's not the mayor.
Maybe.
his past incarnation in the winner. Number two, yeah, I would like you to wait a little longer. Call it a month or two before you even start an engagement.
Oh, darn.
But after that, you can go as fast as however that kind of helps.
Oh, okay.
You can set it up.
I'll wait a minute for proposal.
Number three.
Prenuptial.
Yeah, don't want it. All your money.
Number three, I really would like to meet the equivalent of her parents.
Her matrix.
Her maker.
Oh, okay. I'll ask her.
If you could ask.
Ultra. His first name is Ultra.
Yeah, Ultra Humanite. Great.
You lost. Give me a new movie. See you lost.
And you gotta understand, people that can build robots that are sentient are very few and far between. And so I'm rather worried about.
You can count on one hand on this island. It's like,
yeah, me and Ultra Humanite.
Well,
Charlie.
Not that you know.
Well, Charlie,
yeah.
My assistant, she could have, but she seems to be clueless about it.
Yeah, I don't think she can make a sentient robot.
How many in the world?
So I have.
Well, even Ultra Humanite doesn't make sentient robots.
He doesn't?
He just makes, you know, big battle machines.
That's true. But he could, right?
You might. He's never tried. He's certainly capable. But that's against the design philosophy.
That's true. He likes mechs. Or Japanese or design type.
Yeah. You got to understand that I would have to approve of her maker, not only her. Because,
well, no, she says she doesn't know who she made.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
Oh, it's a mystery. You have to solve the mystery.
That's right. Yeah, she says she doesn't know who made
it. No.
Suck
a memory?
Suck a memory.
Yeah,
Charlie said, look, a suck a memory. Take
it apart. Volt
by volt.
It's a possibility. I could, if she consented, try to pull her apart and see if I can find some memory.
No!
And put her back together.
That sounds dangerous.
Not really.
Well, alright, I'll ask her.
Because the question of who the heck made her has been worrying me ever since I met her. Because it could easily be somebody that's using her to get to me.
Sure, it's all about you, isn't it?
Well, I have the Ultra Humanite trying to kill me every other week.
But didn't you try last week? This week should be off.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Although, truth be told, it's probably not him because this violates the modus operandi.
Sure.
That's what he would like you to think.
Yeah.
So I'll leave it. I have extreme concern in that notion because, well, there's just not very many people that can do it. And not very many of those are good guys. And number four, I know I said three, but number four, I've gone through wedding planning. So that's all her and you and...
Okay.
And whoever wants to help. Like, I'm sure some people want help. Someone superior. Like,
the light.
Oh, the light, and the light.
The light might, yeah.
Okay, so he goes to ask her.
Okay.
No, don't kill me.
Well, Charlie says, of course, we should take over. You can't trust other robots.
Can't trust a strange robot.
Yeah.
And you can't even tell them not to trust a strange computer.
Let's see. So we do that. So this is going to be a short adventure.
Oh, okay. We're done.
I'm going to call in.
huge battle
of people that were at the robotics convention.
All right.
I bet you
it all depends on you, what you guys do.
I bet you he's a steam-powered guy.
That's right. She's a steam-powered robot.
Is she?
Inside.
Wow.
That's why she's smoky all the time.
It's not.
Well, what's her name?
It's not that she's hot. She's just built that way.
So you call him up?
Yeah, I call him up.
Was a steam power guy?
Guy in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi there.
Hello, mate.
Hey, I've got a question for you.
What should I do?
Put a ship on the bar for you, mate. Got a question for you. There's a sentient robot that seems to be steam powered over here in Hawaii.
Are you sure it's steam powered? But okay.
I don't think Kimmel was serious when
she said that.
I mean, she said that she was steam powered. I'll leave off that part. There's a sentient robot that I didn't build running around loose in Hawaii.
Huh.
I was wondering if.
Do I know anything about that?
If you would happen to know anything about that.
You describe her somewhat?
Yeah.
Why would anybody make a girl robot? That's just insane.
That is insane.
So he hasn't actually heard of any robots like that.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering if maybe it's a castaway or something from the robot symposium we had a couple of months.
No. I mean, nobody had any.
If you were one of our colleagues, I was going to get
I don't remember. Those. I don't remember anybody having some kind of robot like that.
There weren't that many robots, right? There weren't any sentient robots. Were there?
Well, I mean, everybody had their own robot.
But not sentient robots.
But none of them were sentient, that's right.
So, none of the showcase ones were sentient.
That's true. There was a secret. I was pretending to be non-sentient. Meanwhile, it was watching you all.
Yeah, that was sitting in the hotel room. Was sitting in the cleaning closet because there's a vacuum cleaner. she doesn't seem to be terribly bright. No, not bright.
Malicious. You know, girls are not bright.
She doesn't seem to be terribly malicious, so I'm not too worried about it.
That's how you know they're dangerous.
I'd like to know more about her background and who made her and all that. So. If you hear anything about somebody missing their robot.
Okay.
Give me a yell.
Sure. No problem, mate. That's all I can say. All
right. What about the, who else is in the line? I'll call Walter Human Knight.
Yeah, I'll bring him in. We have him locked up.
I think he got away.
Yeah, he put him into the ocean. Then he got away.
No. Put him out.
I don't think so.
We did.
We
grabbed him. Peter Pan grabbed him. Threw him to the prison.
That was the time before last. He escaped from prison and went to attack us again.
You weren't here, that's true.
Yeah,
so the cat guy ripped him out of the robot and threw him.
He spent a bunch of my hero points again.
Did I?
He spent a bunch of mine too.
Oh, that's right.
So he escaped? From the first time we caught him?
We didn't catch him the first time.
We did. Well, second time. The first time we caught him.
Yeah, the second time he got away.
The second time
And then the third time you let him go. Basically. Into the ocean.
Third time. So last time I wasn't here.
Yeah.
You guys let him go. Okay.
I don't remember that.
I don't think we so much let him go as he escaped us. Like an escape pod or something.
Well, that was out of the Mechagodzilla. He escaped.
That was the first time we fought him.
That was the very first time.
The first time we caught him was the second time we fought him.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. You can
I try
to call
I missed
though.
That one.
It was the turtle. Goal.
I wasn't thing. Here for that.
That was the third time.
Friend of all people. All kids.
Is it?
Japanese kids.
Yeah, apparently just only Japanese kids. Racist turtle.
But I don't remember specifically how he got away, but he got away.
Well, go ahead and roll. You might know his number.
15.
15?
I know his own number.
Yeah.
Sure. You can get in contact with him.
Okay. I have Wally who's talking.
Hey, I have this robot here. Is this yours?
No, I don't call him.
I don't want to give him ideas.
Alright, so what's going on?
My robot wants to get married.
Your robot wants to get married?
Yes.
Okay. Who's the lucky robot?
Vacuum cleaner.
Who?
Mechanique. Who? He's been dating for like 5 months.
Did we finally get to meet her?
Yeah, you guys met her once or twice.
Many times.
Actually, maybe you weren't around.
I don't think I was around.
Most everybody else met her once or twice.
All these
she sort of hangs around.
Secret goings on.
You see his robot's right arm? That's her. She's hanging on to his right arm.
So anyway, Rad comes up to you, and gives you like the serum for his anti-radiation thing.
Okay.
Are you gonna say anything?
Okay. You feel better.
Are you sure about this?
For you.
Pretty sure. Just don't roll bad.
Pretty sure.
Don't roll bad.
Rift
as always.
Rift cracker, he's okay.
Alright.
Your definition of okay. You know, as in the case of everything, don't roll bad.
Yeah.
This is the stuff that your doctor friend made?
Yep. So, now that I'm out of work, I'll certainly get more endorsement deals. And I'll try to find a private company or individual contributor.
Oh, like a sponsor?
Yeah, who will fund my research.
He quit on me. He quit?
Oh, that bastard.
Hey, that's a cool idea. Hey.
Like,
stand up on the fridge.
Let me cut my phone. I got all of it.
I have
a basement. In the cleaning closet. In the steam room.
You know Shannon's secretary has a crap load of money.
I don't know her, though. Well, I've never heard of her.
No, personally.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that for a while, I don't know. So I'll do lectures at the university. Look for someone who will fund me and find more endorsement deals.
Okay.
Four. So hopefully someone who's rich and evil at the time will hire me. That'll be cool. I can work for them during the day and fight them at night.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea too.
See? All the problems I'm coming up with. Who's rich at the time?
Me.
No, I mean like evil super villain.
Oh, they'll probably be.
Super villain?
Let's look it up.
What's your name?
Moloch.
That's true, Moloch.
That's true, Moloch. Isn't he a super villain?
No, but he's like a crime lord.
He's a crime lord.
Yep. Let's see. Oh. So your agent says, you know, you could do like a... You want to do a book deal.
Well, not a soap.
No.
Book deal. What kind of book deal? I don't want to do those tell-all books.
What?
No way, man.
Okay, well then how about... Well, I mean, we could do some kind of...
A tell-less deal, maybe.
Well, you can do an autobiography, whether you, you know, or you can tell all or not.
No. That's usually a bad idea when you write an autobiography when you're some hero.
You can just make it all up.
Or you could write some, you know, if you like writing some, maybe you can
children's
write a
books.
Children's book. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
So you wanna write it yourself? You wanna have a ghostwriter do?
See, rat, fly.
Well, it's how much input? Don't get hot writers, but you know, how much input do you want? Do you want to like approve every story, or do you want to go, eh? Whatever you want, man.
Huh. How much input? A lot.
Yeah. Oh. You know, well, since you don't have a job right now, you have time.
Mm-hmm.
Three.
Yeah.
You're on sabbatical. I won't accept the resignation. You're on sabbatical. Right. Sabbatical. Until I find some better funding for you.
When do you get to be his boss?
When he started rolling really hard.
I became
He moved up, Rad moved down, Chapter Joe moved down.
I'm like 5 levels below him now.
Okay, so do you take the serum?
I guess so.
All right. Go ahead and roll.
He's a hoop superhero. I'm supposed to trust him.
Don't roll low.
Just don't roll low.
Eight. That's not bad.
That's not too bad. You have a plus.
Yeah, I think a little better.
So, that's about normal also.
So do you want to change your stats?
So basically, it does mutate you a bit. You don't have to do this, but, you know. So you can change some of your stats around. So you can change some of your stats or change your powers.
Mutate me how?
However you want.
Oh, this is the... This allows you to
redo your character to some, you know, an extent. Not as much as that.
No, it's not your role really high.
Yeah, double one would have been cool.
But you wouldn't get to
make it. Well, yeah. I get to take the changes really high, you get to make it. Sort of in the middle.
Okay.
So you can make some changes if you want.
Spend 1,000 points on a character and use random dice rolls to do it.
No. It'd be somewhat coherent, but totally
you are,
different.
Let me see. What power is it? Okay, you are. They're not numbered.
What
are you looking at?
So the only big suggestion I have is you should change the invisibility to something else because I keep screwing on that.
Okay.
So this is just like if you were creating a character.
Okay.
How many points you get.
So I have, what, 181 plus?
No, you can't use those. But
so I have this many?
You have, basically. So like invisibility is worth 115.
So
10 plus 105 is how much you spend in terms of character creation.
Okay.
Chameleon, since you're taking all the Martian Manhunter powers.
Alright, can you roll back?
Sure.
You're that of Cell Rock.
I was going to get teleportation. I can do that.
Aura of Fear.
Aura of Fear.
You
hear me?
I should get Weird Appearance or whatever.
No, Kim will just take it away.
Why no? Not pay for it.
What have you done to me?
Two dimensions.
That's true. You can have any of those things as plot points.
I could spend all day doing this.
You know, off the rest of it.
I want to work with the writer on my stories.
Okay, so these are like...
What kind of stories do you want to do? Like, are my adventures?
Yeah, so like, you know, more of a comic book type thing. So like, you know,
okay,
teenage,
kids, right? Yeah.
Teenage
yeah.
type yeah. level stories. You know, sort of like Hardy Boys type things, except for rat.
Hard. I blast the wall down.
Well, you know, there's always that big battle at the end. Meanwhile,
this is children's stories, so all of it has to have a moral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all a moral. Don't warn them.
Like G.I. Joe, right? Lots of explosions, but at the end, you give them a lesson.
Yeah, at the end.
No one's half battle.
Don't cross the street on the sidewalk.
Don't pet a strange animal. That's one of them. And remember, kids, releasing the tigers from the zoo is a bad idea. Irradiating sharks,
bad idea. Not do this.
Creating sentient robots, big headache. Okay. And kids, the bike is not your friend.
Control the bike.
This seems okay to me.
Move away from the bike.
He seems like Joe Sixpack with the cool suit. I think that's his character. Well, I guess he's bad influence on children, but otherwise he's okay. He hasn't actually played that much. So
his entire character
constitutes what's in my head, and I'm just keeping
right.
Al Bundy with this.
Well, as long as you keep talking it up, then we'll all believe it.
It's true, it's recorded.
We'll also all expect that. To be that way. So let's see. Um, I see you doing the book thing.
Book thing.
So, which will be for
funding
next semester?
And like.
Oh, and let's see if we can get out to another research job.
Yeah.
So,
continue lecturing at the university and get more lecturing time to get to instead of every other day.
Let's see if someone can hire you.
Oh,
that's true. Roll up, that'll be somewhat hardy.
Like right now?
Yeah, you might as well roll it now. That way I can play it in right now.
No one hires me. Yeah. Go again?
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I mean, someone will probably still hire you. They just won't pay you much.
Because
everything's going into all the equipment.
With the wife. Hospital equipment. I'm still making money. Just draining all my funds. I'm still making zero. All my money's going to the hospital. And Rat's earning assist, so he'll still
have it. He can. Yeah.
Won't this, if I nuke invisibility, won't that end up being more than 115 points because it's also linked into aura? Or does that that's not how it works?
That is exactly how many points you spent on it.
Okay.
So, it would be more expensive if you didn't have link, so you would have more points.
Okay, how many power?
So the link costs you 10 and then 105 for getting a cheaper version of invisibility because you have a link.
So you don't need to spend the 10 times cost for power?
No.
Wow, so you can get, how many points did you get?
Well, he's suggesting 115.
At least that.
But how many hero
you
points
can, you can
have?
Do other things if you want.
He won't let me spend those.
So at the end you can spend those as normal. Oh, yeah, like those 180.
It's immigration.
Yeah, because otherwise it's way too effective.
Immigration. Matter manipulation.
Sealed systems.
Water freedom. Yeah, sealed systems. You can all compete in how long you can hold your breath.
Warp. Warp. I'm only looking at the 100-point one.
It's a really expensive one.
Well, those are usually good.
Usually. Continue control.
That's good.
That's
nice.
A little too much. Warp instead of teleport.
Teleport is 50. Only 50. Warp is 100. Two-dimensional is 75.
Telepathy.
I will kill you.
Self-manipulation is 75. Precog. We already have a precog. Never mind.
No, he has postcog.
Oh, you can get precog.
Oh,
that'd be so cool.
Oh, go ahead and make another roll.
You can show him up.
That's this part.
Oh, we'll see. It's nothing bad.
Hi. Nine.
Nope. History is as it's supposed to be, as far as you can tell.
That's your awareness roll.
Oh. Stupid awareness roll.
Molecular chameleon.
Never works.
Mimic, 50. Mental illusion, 50.
No problem.
Recall. What's the point in that anyway?
So you can remember things.
Illusion, 50. Hypnotism, 50. Gravity decrease, 75. Wow, gravity decrease is actually more than gravity increase. Can it be the same?
I don't know.
Force manipulation, 75. Control. What's control?
You take over someone's mind.
That's just control.
Control, you must have control.
How adaptation?
Not. Force manipulation.
1,000.
Force manipulation is only 75. We can just get a bunch of 5.9.
Oh, they're not there anymore?
Which?
Continuum control.
Yeah, it is. 550.
Dimension travel is 500.
X-ray vision.
Omni power. Oh, wait, get, swashy. Time travel.
Instead of getting a really expensive one,
just get a bunch of 5.9s. Get a whole bunch.
Get like a 5.1 and bump it up
to like 20 AP.
20 AP. Like running.
In general, 12 still the max.
Just get a bunch of fives, like exorcism. Extra limb.
Pale. Pale. What goes good with what I've already got?
Magic sense. 5 points.
Or you're
you should get chameleon, like I told you. Watch a manhunter. Instead of invisible, you're a chameleon. That's only 5 points.
Solar sustenance.
Solar sustenance.
That's so you don't need to eat. That better be cheap, man.
Base cost 5, factor cost 1.
Because it's just not that useful.
And you have to be in the solar system to use it.
Well,
that's true. Or a system with a sun, a yellow sun. I assume it's a yellow sun. Well, unless you can buy it with any sun.
With any sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it work with any sun or does it work with one?
It doesn't give you powers. It just means you don't have to eat.
So any light?
Not quite any light, but sunlight.
Any sunlight?
You should be able to be in space, in deep space, and still be okay. So as long as you can see the sky.
As long as you're close to the sun? A sun?
Invulnerability.
That's kind of useless, unless you're dying.
Yeah, unless you only have like 2 bodies.
Do you want an attack?
Yeah, maybe an attack of some sort would be good.
Sonic Beam?
Ooh, yeah. You have a weird yell.
Ooh, Spear Travel.
Thank God.
I already.
Oh, wait.
Spear Travel kind of useless.
No, get super speed.
Just to piss Kevin off more?
Yeah. Get super speed.
It's only 25.
Super speed's not that. It's okay.
You can't probably allow it.
Even if you have really high, it used to be amazingly powerful in first edition. Now it's just, it's fairly powerful, but isn't it factor cost what?
Factor cost 5.
Yeah. It's probably about right.
Digging.
Because it used to also increase your initiative.
Yeah, I can see that being
So, you always went first.
Well, but that should be the case, right? It just unbalances the game, but it should be the case that you go fast.
No, it's not really super reflexive, though.
Well, I'll definitely get teleportation, because I want some sort of travel power. And I can rationalize it as, when I try to make myself invisible, I disappear, but I show up somewhere else.
So teleportation is 50.
Hey, what the hell?
And you can get chameleon. Bye. Or... what's enchantment? 200.
That's enchant weapons and stuff. Enchant items.
So you can make stuff? You can make artifacts?
Yeah.
Why is it so expensive?
It just is. Yeah. Just useful.
It is?
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. Make things better.
So you have 50 points or 65 points left over?
Could just super ventriloquism.
Field systems is kind of cool. I don't know why. Just kind of is.
Oh, like?
I can teleport. Why do I need to fly?
What do you need to fly someone in the air?
It can teleport into midair, but then you fall.
And then teleport back to the ground.
What's the point? What's the point? You're there, up there for a millisecond and you back down.
I guess I could get fly one just so I can, float.
We can get levitate. So, is there a levitate?
I thought it was gliding.
Oh, there's gliding, yeah.
It might be less than flying.
Gliding is less than flying.
Yeah, it is.
Personality transfer.
What the hell does that do?
you transfer your personality to someone else's body and take over their body?
What happens to yours?
Your body disappears.
Oh, that's weird. No, I don't want any sort of take over other people.
We can get regeneration.
Ooh, regeneration.
That'd be really powerful at high levels, I hear.
That's true.
Regeneration could be fun.
Didn't I say it can be really powerful at high levels? Isn't that a warning? Don't get it. It's going to get taken away.
Is that a don't get power?
I actually don't know. It's one of those things that in combination with other things, yeah. It's extremely powerful.
Well, shape change. Shape change once you're 35.
Any known and pre-existing animal?
Skin armor.
Well, dispersal already gives me extra body and
yeah. Right now she doesn't have any attacks.
Shape change.
I don't have any attacks. Well, except martial arts, which I'm really not very good at.
Yeah, so you could increase your martial arts or your dex. And or your dex. Because martial arts you use force strength.
Yeah.
Increase your martial arts then. Or
increase your dex and your initiative will go up.
Yeah.
Because you're so far behind everybody else.
Are you? What's your initiative?
Hers is 34.
34.
That's not too bad.
What?
We're all between like 30 and 40, right?
Yeah.
Magic blast.
Ultra boost.
Okay. Of course, magic blast goes off.
Aura?
No, it goes off. What does it use?
Aura.
Probably.
Uses influence aura?
Well, it uses its own power. It affects aura spirit.
It says OBRB aura. Is influence spirit.
Yeah, influence spirit.
So.
Influence. Yeah, spirit. Actually, that's not bad. Magic breath's not bad. Because we can.
There's mental blast and magic blast. Which, most everything is physical right now for you guys.
Yeah, most of us have dex body, so you should get something.
Yeah, mental blast would be good.
Ent mind or influence spirit would be good. So magic blast is not bad.
Maybe magic blast.
I think mental blast.
Ent mind.
No, because I'm more of an influence aura character than a Will's character.
Yeah, she's a little more magic.
Yeah, then that makes more sense.
So what's mind blast? That's will also. How's that different from mental blast?
No, no. Well, no, I think mind blast is a physical effect.
Really?
Yeah. It's just a variation. It's more.
But it says will.
How much does it cost?
You can lick it to will.
How much does it cost to increase stats?
So, factor costs 7 for the first column and 6 for the other one. So increasing them is, you have to look up, this little table.
Chart.
It's not in there. Because it's not the
use to write it on my character sheet.
Well, yeah, that's if you're creating experience points. If you're creating a character, use this chart.
Oh,
okay.
Which is much cheaper. So to go from 5 to 6 would be 12. So it's just the difference between what I want and what I have.
Could I get an int 10?
Yes. You could do that. You could say, you mutate it, you get smarter.
Okay.
I was gonna do that eventually. But you never quite had enough points. And then you also have to increase your gadgetry and sciences certainly.
Okay.
And then break out those costs and then find somewhere else to get the points.
Yeah, how come I can't get
Do you want to get mutated? Is there something you really want to change in the character?
Well, no. That means I have to move points from elsewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, but where would I draw that point from?
And I kind of like having invisibility, but as Kevin said, kind of...
I'll draw the points from...
So you're taking magic glass?
Yeah.
So you stay out of points?
Yeah.
Life sense.
Life sense?
Are you alive? Poke.
No,
nothing.
He's dead.
True sight?
True sight. Ultra vision. True sight's not bad, either. Ultra vision costs more, though, so much better.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So let's see. Well, let's see how much it costs to get the X-ray vision.
X-ray vision. See a magic guy there.
Is
the really magic character?
Yeah.
So you get the.
So that's 10. Will give you 28 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then gather tree. That costs 5. That costs 2. So 5. 9, 10 is 20.
Excellent.
He's going from 5 to 10?
From 9 to 10.
9 to 10. 9 is.
So 20 and another 8. Yeah, it's supposed to add up. That's true. So you need 56 points from somewhere. So your body only costs 36 points total. You're not going to get 25. It's a little harder for you since, you know, well, it's a lot harder for you because everything is in equipment.
You lose any equipment. Your mutation causes you to lose the equipment.
Your toaster
fuses into your body.
Shouldn't have been holding your toaster while you were drinking that.
Oops. Or your robot. What's mind drain? Okay, mind drain.
Mind drain is take someone's mind and add it to yours.
I just think I get vampirism.
Just kidding. Vampirism is for body, and there's also one for magic.
Yeah,
there's
vampirism for nice. I don't want to
do. So right now it would cost you 210 anyways.
Spiritual drain.
Yeah, 164.
Spiritual drain, that's magic, probably.
So once you get the 210 hero points, you can
put
ride it normally.
Into magnetic control, nothing else.
That's true, but I'm trying not to spend too many. I'll let you build it up a bit. Of course. See, you gotta stop spending so many and they're in battle. Especially this big battle coming up.
huge
battle.
I already used 6 points for that stupid serum. That doesn't even affect me.
Well, you shouldn't have gone around poisoning everybody.
I wasn't poisoning.
Well, you can go ahead and change those if you want. You're just randomly mutating.
That's fine. I went randomly mutating?
Yeah.
Let me see. I think I'm fine. I don't want to change any stats. I don't want to change any of my powers. I use most of them. Well, even if I don't use them in my character concept. Like
you don't
bomb.
Bomb that often.
Yeah, but, you know, I should be able to bomb things. Right?
Sure. Let's get this bomb up.
It's pretty high.
It's really good. It's good against, you know, you could take on a room full of thugs.
If I put one more point into it, it's a 7. So it's fairly high.
That's good enough to take off a bunch of low-level people. Next to you. Ever people dogpile on you, you just blow up.
That's what it's for. Crowd control.
You ready to bomb a lot of people.
Yeah.
They won't notice now, but 30 years from now.
If they ever try to dogpile on me.
That's what they get.
30 years
from now. Dogpiling on the glowing guy. Good roll your well.
Just you have it all written down.
Did I roll mine too then?
Yeah.
11.
Okay.
14.
Okay. Close.
Okay. Someone hires me, some random.
They want you to
develop a.
So actually, after. Oh, were you there? Yeah, you were there. So you know that Dyer Bennett Institute, where you rescued Ghosty.
They want to hire me. Okay.
So you know they're under new management now.
I don't know why.
But they're still, you know, they're still doing like research into like using mediation to cure things and stuff. Well, they were doing that too.
Are the guards still carrying those?
No.
New
Now they just have regular guards.
And no guns? And not as many guards?
No, they don't have guards with guns anymore. Because it's not supposed to be a guards with guns to have
fights. Can I have that big room in the center as my research guy? Or do they...
Oh, we're going to remodel that. So they're going to make that into a lab.
Okay.
Part of it into a lab. So they need to build like some kind of radiation therapy machine.
Radiocyclotron.
Yeah, whatever you want. That's they say.
Alright, fine. I can do that.
What is Mystic Link? Or Self-Link?
This is okay. Mystic Link
is what you gave me that
right.
My powers to.
It links
aura.
Powers to aura.
Okay, what's Self-Link?
Self-Link is instead of you projecting the power, you become the power. So it's only applicable to something.
Like energy. You become energy.
Like if you have water control, instead of you also become water.
Like
okay.
Electro.
Or electrical, you know.
Human Torch. Is Human Torch actually a flame?
I think it's only covered with flame.
Electro is, right?
The first Torch.
Sandman.
Cause
yeah,
I
like Sandman.
I could change the, dispersal to be spirit travel with a link, a self-link, so that I actually a ghost.
Okay.
And then I get rid of the martial arts also and just focus on being more of a magical being than...
Ghost Girl is different.
Totally. That's even a ghosty. Huh.
That's bad.
You want to do spirit travel. What does spirit travel do?
It says that you